We have that story from Jacksonville, Florida, and the controversy around renaming Nathan Bedford Forrest High School. Here's reporter Karen Fagans.
The long-simmering controversy was reignited this year when Jacksonville resident Omotayo Richmond posted a petition on change.org urging the superintendent to change the name. He started gathering signatures because his family was moving across town where his fiancé's daughter would attend Forrest High School.
I didn't think that it would make like a huge wave like it did. At the most, I figured if I got a couple hundred people to sign it, I could have enough leverage to go to the school board and be like, hey, what are you guys going to do about this?
To date, the petition has garnered more than 160,000 signatures, enough to catch the attention of the school board and the Klan itself. A Missouri-based chapter of the KKK sent a letter to the board encouraging it to reject the name change.
You will have 3 minutes to comment.
At a Duval County school board meeting this week, the naming debate was the subject of several dozen passionate speeches. Civil War buffs call Forrest a military genius, and some claim modern critics have distorted the facts about his involvement with the Ku Klux Klan. Barbie Langdon Ratliff, Forrest High Class of 1976, was one of several alumni to speak in support of keeping the name.
We'll never know everything about Mr. Forrest, but his speeches that I've read and the attendance of his funeral by hundreds of African Americans lead me to believe that he was not the racist monster that the media would have us believe that he was.
Others, including Opio Saccone, the president of the local chapter of the Southern Christian Leadership Conference, argued that honoring Forrest sends the wrong message at a school that is now majority African American.
Our children and our city deserve better than to have a school named after this immoral man. He had no connection with our city, and his name was placed on the school out of spite.
Those who remember say the 1959 school board chose to honor Forrest at the behest of the Daughters of the Confederacy as a statement against school desegregation. 6 years ago, the Duval County School Board voted 5-2 along racial lines to keep the name. But the new superintendent, Nikolai Vitti, says he's in favor of a change.
When I speak nationally and people stop me, the first thing that they say is, don't you have a high school named after a former leader of the KKK? And I want Jacksonville to be known for what we're doing regarding children outcomes, not the name of a school.
Vitti says the board needs to get community buy-in. They'll vote Friday on whether to begin the process of exploring the idea of a new name for Forrest High School. For NPR News, I'm Karen Fagans in Jacksonville.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.